I want to talk to you folks that wanted to be in Ottawa like myself and you just couldn't get there. So I just want to tell you that, look, you can make a real difference. It's like a guy I know here in Australia, the Crow House, Max Higgins. Max had to leave to go to Mexico, and he's doing fine. He's down there being a damn good digital soldier and getting the message back to Australia. So in saying that, what I'm saying to you guys is that you can do effective work by being a digital soldier, by sharing, by communicating to your families, telling them the truth, telling them what you share, and not worrying what they think. And don't worry about if they get mad at you. Just tell them. Because we're waking up our country, and if you don't realize it by now, that I know myself, the only reason I know what I know is because my mom died on the day of the pandemic. My mother had visions, and I want to share this with you. I was looking for some hope, because you know this was getting really dark for Canada. And in one of her books, I remember talking about it, and she had a vision. And in her vision, she saw it. And she said, Canada will be saved. That's what she says. Stay firm and resist and what is it? Resist, she said, and hold the line. And she says it in her books that, you know, mom was connected with Christ and she had visions, but she also knew about spiritual warfare. Like, she would approve of Ottawa when they're talking about the Jericho to walk around. She would say to do that because my mother knew this was coming. She had the vision. She saw it. That's why I know what I know. A lot of us are way out in front of the enemy. The enemy is not going to win because he doesn't know that what's coming, because God has already won the victory. It's hard to get your head around this, but we are hitting in a place we're all going to be waking up. And it's like my mom says it, like we're having a baby and the baby is about to be birthed and born. But remember, there's all kinds of pains that come with that baby. And Canada is holding the line, as my mother showed in her visions, as she told me that it would happen. And what I'm telling you is that my mother hasn't been wrong yet. Everything she saw, I didn't even really at first thought, oh my God, can I believe this? And as it played out in real time and I watched her writings, it came out exactly the way my mother said it would. So far, she's got everything right, all the bad. So she says the good, that Canada will come out of it and the Americans will help us. And that's all starting to come true. So as we know, our evil got into our country. And I just want to say to you guys, you can make a difference by sharing. Share, share, share. There's not enough sharing, because mainstream media is holding the line of the narrative. They got the bullhorn right now. As long as they got the bullhorn, they got control of our people. This is why it's so important for you to share. Share like your life depends on it, because it really does. Maybe you don't know that, but it does. Anyway, God bless and stay strong. And remember, we are going to win this. We just got to stay strong. We're all coming together from coast to coast, north to west, south to east. Everybody in Canada is joining together in one great big love fest, if you want to call it that. It's awesome to see. But anyway, folks, hang on, because we are facing evil and it's capable of doing anything to us. And God bless and hold the line and keep sharing.